and I gathered a manure pickup load. Well, they cut off 77 quarts off them nine rows. And I told them, I said, I've got an acre down yonder planted. Well, they said, we've got enough corn. I said, well, we're going to work some of that up. And I went down there one morning when she was all fan and gathered another pickup load. And they cut about that much off. And they said, we don't need no more corn. Well, I just went down there and gathered it. And I had some hogs. And I gathered two pickup loads and fed it to my hogs. Now, boy, they love roasting here.
Don't they? Yeah.
And, you know, I like to raise anything that way.
The top of the corn stalk is the...
tossels.
Right. And you got to get the what off of
it? Ear.
You got to break off... to get to the ear, you got to break off...
No, you don't break nothing. Just walk in there and get the ear and pull it off.
Yeah. To get into the corn, though...
Oh, you have to shuck it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to shuck it.
And then get off the...
silks.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, but... you used to feed it to your pigs and
horses.
Yeah.
That's what we used to make crop of, corn, dry corn. Yeah. I feed old Dan corn up there now. We feed them horses, corn, man.
What other vegetables you raise, Nick?
We raise cabbage. We raise manure to everything.
You raise cabbage?
Cabbage, lettuce, onions.
How much do you raise of cabbage?
Well, we just try to raise enough to do us. We put in about two rolls of cabbage. She make her kraut, sauerkraut, and I raise cucumbers.
Cabbage you raise about? How many do a row?
Across the garden, I guess about 80 to the row.
80.
I'll say estimated about 80.
80.
And tomatoes.
Do you raise it? You can get them little ones?
Yeah. We've got tomatoes just about that big. We call them a Texas tomato. We've had the seed ever since me and her been married. We save seed. And I've seen high as a bushel basket to the vine.
Them little ones, they call them...
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, right.
I don't fool with them. And I lived down at Baseball. I lived down there 10 years. I lived here and a neighbor, Roy, he was a big shot down in Baseball. He come up here and he said, Neil, said, I want you to work for me. I told him, I said, shoot, I can't. I said, I've got a farm. He said, you're going to work for me. He said, I've done got your house ready. And about 3 weeks, by in town, I'd made no preparation. He come up here one night and said, when are you going to go move? I said, I didn't know I was going to move. He said, you're going to work for me. Well, I said, if I'm going to work for you, I'll just go down there and work for you. And I had a sale and sold what I had here, a lot of it. I kept a lot of it back.
Sold you what?
Mules, cows and cattle. And I kept a mare up here. And I had five cows I left up here. Of course, I'd come back from the farm and see to them. And I stayed there 10 years. We got up one morning. One Saturday morning, I told Esther, I said, let's move back home. She said, I'm ready. And Roy come down at the house that day, and I said, Roy, I said, now 2 weeks from today, I'm moving back home. He said, no, you ain't.